The Muncie Afghan Refugee Resettlement Committee, or MARC, says $10,000 will fully support a resettled family for the first 6 months of living in Muncie. MARC member Tony Sanleben says the families are coming with nothing, and help is needed as they begin to integrate into the community.
The idea behind fully supporting them for the first 6 months, which is our goal, is to help them get on their feet, help them be able to live while finding a job, help them find a job, and then once they do, the support no longer really becomes necessary. Once they start getting into the rhythm of getting paychecks and paying their bills.
Some Muncie residents are wary of the scheme, including Norman Cooper, who spoke at Monday night's city council meeting. He called the situation dangerous.
There's going to be some disruption when you introduce 1,000+ people who have no concept of what Western civilization and maneuvering through, you know, the ins and outs of Western civilization. There's going to be problems.
At that meeting, MARC member Seth Rawlings said those coming to Muncie are deserving.
Right now, we are actually resettling former U.S. military contractors. A man just landed who was a mine diffuser for the U.S. Army. The people coming in are patriotic Americans. They're ready and to be here, and they're going to be great citizens of our community.
Donations are being taken online through Awaken Incorporated, a longtime charity that's helped women and children in Afghanistan. The committee gives examples of how the money will be used. $50 can buy a full month of toiletries, $250 can pay for 1 month of utilities, and $5,000 can fully furnish and clothe a family. The committee's overall goal is to bring 50 families to Muncie. Sanleben says how many people will eventually call Muncie home will depend on many moving parts. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.